Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're tuned into Buffalo Bulls Radio. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, and ComDoc. UB Football Insider is coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Here's UB head football coach Lance Leipold and assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller.
Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning us in. Coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Motorsport Highway on ESPN 1520. It's UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Although no Lance Leipold as of yet, we have Associate Athletic Communications Director Brian Wolf sitting in right now for Lance.
I have a few less wins in my career.
Just a few, yes.
Just a couple.
Maybe 114 less, but that's okay. Coach will be with us momentarily. We moved the show up a little bit, and with practice running over, Coach will be checking in very shortly. We'll talk about the Nevada game, and then we'll talk about the Army game coming up here on Saturday. But, you know, Brian, we'll talk a little bit about UB football right now. The Bulls coming off a loss against Nevada, but I thought some improvement, you know, from game one. I thought, you know, they're really moving the ball well on the ground. You know, I think the offense is coming around. I think it's just a lot of inexperienced guys out there right now, and I think they're just trying to find their, you know, just find their way right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the first positive was not turning the ball over. You know, after turning over four times against Albany and then zero turnovers against Nevada, that's definitely a huge step up. And like you said, definitely ran the ball well, whether it was Tyree Jackson running from the quarterback spot, whether it was Jordan Johnson or Jonathan Hawkins. All those guys kind of had some really nice carries throughout the game, and definitely a big plus there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the offense with the capabilities what Tyree Jackson can do, and Grant Rohatch for that matter. Having a quarterback that can run the ball, you know, really makes a difference from a season ago. You know, a season ago, this team was not, I wouldn't say more one-dimensional, but you could, they're either throwing the ball or you know, running the ball with a running back. You know, as good as Joe Licata was as a quarterback, he just wasn't very mobile. Having that mobile quarterback right now is, to me, is really exciting because it really opens the playbook.
Yeah, it opens it up, and I thought Tyree also did a really good job of getting other guys involved in the offense, his running backs and his tight ends, and a guy like Tyler Mayberry made a couple nice catches at Nevada, and obviously Mason Schreck, you know, a steady force, and then getting the ball to his running backs as well.
Yeah, I think I think the youth is just showing on this team right now, and that's why they're struggling. But I think that that's going to change soon. You know, I think that once they figure this out, and you can tell, I can hear the coaches talking to the players, and you know, they're saying they're close. You know, we're getting there. We're close. And with 42 new players, you have to realize that it's going to take a while for everybody to get on the same page. And a lot of those guys only came when camp started. You know, so to really, you know, it takes a while to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, and I think when you're building a program, and really this is any program in athletics, especially a football program, when you're building a program of 105, 110 guys, you know, it is a process, and you definitely see the improvements that are happening from each week.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Brian. Good job.
Anytime.
Coach Leipold just stepped in, got back from practice, and we'll get Coach's view on how well you did filling his shoes here as soon as he grabs the microphone here, headset, and gets on the mic. What do you think, Coach?
Well, if there were anybody could step in, it'd be Wolfie.
Yeah.
That would be definitely. So thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
He can do it all. He's the most multidimensional person in the department.
Yeah, we don't have enough time to talk about it. If there's, after watching his wiffle ball ability last spring, I know if anybody can pinch hit, it's Brian Wolfe.
Very good. Well, welcome, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time to meet with us again this week. I know you guys just got off the field for practice. Brian and I were talking a little bit about the Nevada game and the positives that we did see out there, that the team is, you know, obviously it wasn't the result that you wanted, but, you know, I thought there were some improvements from game one to game two. For instance, I thought, you know, the ability to continue to move the ball on the ground, to me, is definitely a positive. From a season to go, I think we're definitely running the ball a lot better.
Yeah, I think one thing you can see is that the quarterback run game has given us a chance to keep some things going and keep drives alive. It's making us a little more difficult to defend. Now it's just a matter of consistency. I think you look at other things that we've been able to do is, you know, we didn't turn the ball over. We cut penalties way down. So those are positives. We got to try to sustain those. And again, now it's a matter of getting some consistency in the passing game and trying to be balanced offense that makes it tough on defenses. In a game like this, is going to be so important that we're able to establish some type of ball control.
Yeah, do you think it's just a lot of, you know, there's so many new faces on the team. Do you think it's just a matter of getting everybody on the same page?
I think so. I mean, you know, everyone could have their reasons. And, you know, as the head coach, it falls on my responsibility to make sure we try to close the gaps as quickly as we can. I do not fault effort. I don't fault preparation. I don't find the – I know – you know, we as you well know, we ended up back on campus at 9 a.m. and every coach went right to his office and went to work. And it's not that anyone's not going to keep finding a way to get our team better in a good position.
Yeah, one of the units that I think has gotten better as the season's progressed, I know it's only been two games, but I think the offensive line, you know, coming into this season, that was a big question mark. A lot of new faces, new starters. But if you really look at the offensive line with how well you're running the ball and the fact that you didn't give up a sack in Nevada and you only had a couple in the first game, I mean, how do you think that offensive line started to gel?
I think it's, you know, it's progressing well. You know, we want it to be better. We want it to be, you know, more dominant and physical and all that. But you hit on some points where that group cut down on its penalties. We didn't allow any sacks. And there's things when you're talking about coming together, I think the biggest place to look at there is David Goldsby, our right guard. David came in this summer as a junior college transfer. And then about 2 weeks into camp, we made the decision that we thought he was one of our five best offensive linemen, and we had to find a way to get him on the field. He had never played guard in his life. Now, that may not sound like a lot to some people, but when you're outside and tackle and kind of got space, now all of a sudden things are a little different and you've got to adjust to it. Impossible? No, he's shown he's making the adjustment, but it's still new. So now guys are working and there's twist games and your combo blocking and zone blocking with different guys and getting that feel. So those things are coming together and will continue. And, you know, as we get ready for Saturday and get ready to go, that's one thing. And then we want to get ourselves in a good position for conference play.
All right. Well, before we get to conference play, we have a couple more non-conference games, and one of those is the Army game this Saturday at 7 p.m. We're going to talk more about the Army Black Knights when we come back. But right now you're listening to UB Bulls Football Insider with Coach Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Hello, this is that Kegworks guy for the Kegworks store. Are you sick of that neighbor throwing the best party every year? We have everything you need to kick that guy's party right in the you-know-what. From an extensive line of Jell-O shot supplies to keg pumps, premium cocktail mixers, beer pong tables, and so much more. So get to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore, just south of Sheridan. Until next time, this is that Kegworks guy reminding you, go to the Kegworks store.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $320 per month. Only $320 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Buffalo sports fans, the Bulls are back at UB Stadium when they host the Army Black Knights on Saturday, September 24th at 7 p.m. Stampede Square opens at 4 p.m. featuring fun, family entertainment, and country music star David Nail on the Tailgate Concert Series stage. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. It's football, tailgating, and live music, so make sure to be counted and get your tickets today.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
And we're back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, live on ESPN 1520 with head coach Lance Leipold. And this Saturday, coach, you got the Army Black Knights coming into town. Just talk about, you know, it always seems like it's something special when they when you get to play at Service Academy. It's just, it's something different than any of the other Division I programs.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's going to be our staff's first experience in this setting, and I think it's something that from the start we've always looked forward to, and now they're off to a great start as well on top of it. But I think when, really probably in my time in coaching that ever since 9/11, I think our respect and understanding for our military and our service academies has taken even a greater meaning. And appreciation. So I think when you have a chance to have these young men that are going through these academies and what their commitment is going to be after their time in college, I think is something that everyone truly respects, and it is a neat environment.
Yeah, that being said, it's a very good Army team to be coming here on Saturday, second in the nation in rushing. You know, what is the challenge? They obviously are known for playing that triple option offense. You know, what's the challenge when you go up against an Army team?
Well, you got to stop the run, obviously, but stop it, contain it, I think is the best. There, you have to stay disciplined with your eyes, your technique, and this offense is predicated on the fact that eventually someone will break down in that type of in that way. Their eyes will be in the wrong place. They'll lose technique and gap integrity, and whether it be the fullback, the quarterback, or somebody coming around on in pitch relationship, or then once they get that, then it's play action pass. So all those things again, when you look at what a military, part of the reason why they run this, John, I guess I'll back up, is based on the type of players that they can get and the size of linemen and things like that. But the other part of it is such a high discipline offense to run, and they have limited time for practice with all their other commitments. It's one that can be very precise and practiced, and through repetition they have a chance to exploit you.
Yeah, now talk about, I've seen you guys practice even back in the summer, and it seems like you've been starting to prepare for this game even back during summer camp. Would that be true?
Well, we've tried to find some times to get some things slowly implemented and taught about what that was going to be like, whether it be in the spring, whether it be a little bit during fall camp, as you alluded to, on a couple different days. And then we talked a little bit a few weeks ago during the open week that we spent the first 2 days on that defensive side of the ball trying to get ready. So, you know, you talk to everyone. In fact, I was driving in early this morning, and I was listening to something nationally talking about Clemson playing Georgia Tech, and they were talking about just trying to get ready on it on 3 days prep. It's virtually impossible. So you have to try to find some other moments in your schedule.
Yeah, but does it throw you guys off at all? Because I would think, you know, because you don't practice that all year, and now you have to prepare for, game, and then you're going to have to get away from it for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it is difficult because, you know, depending on your scheme and how you're using players, you know, it's hard to find a quarterback. Sometimes you use wide receivers or running backs at quarterback, or you try to find a guy that's played option in his high school days. You know, get someone to be the fullback that's going to be just running in these two gaps and running and dive relationship all the time. Getting people to understand timing and speed of, pitch relationship and all those other little things. It's unique. We try to use our scout teams wisely and keep doing it. And, I think our guys, our look squads have done a nice job for us.
Now, is there one player on the defense that's the most important player to stop? Is the linebacker cued in on the quarterback? Is there one guy that you rely on more?
It'll be different per call and scheme. Everybody's got to be sound because that's what they're looking for, okay? If it's somebody crashing down, if it's on the dive, if it's the middle backer taking the dive, or somebody who's got a quarterback, who's got pitch, you know, all those things are going to be very vital. And everybody needs to be where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. Army's a team that they run the ball 91% of the time. So it's only 9% of the plays they're throwing the ball, but you obviously have to be ready for it, at any time.
And I can remember way back when I played in different times and places I've been of the teams that have run the triple option is that they may throw only 9% of those, but of that 9% of those passes that are actually thrown, about 90% of them seem to be for touchdowns because somebody usually is, gotten behind somebody or they run crossers and somebody's left free because they have so much other motion going on and they kind of lull you to sleep, and it goes back to being disciplined with your eyes and your technique.
And is that something where, is a quarterback a lot of times audibling that? Do they see a matchup and they want to exploit it, or is it just they just take a shot every so many plays?
I don't know their scheme per se, but it appears a lot of times that most of that is called because they're so predominantly in the run game. But depending on the experience, I'm sure it could be checked too in a case by case. I think more of it is, again, they may. They may come to the line, look to the sideline. Some option teams will do that. Otherwise, or they're just going to consistently try to wear you down, lull you to sleep, and then incorporate that when they need it.
All right. Well, good luck against the Army Black Knights. Again, this Saturday, 7 p.m., UB Stadium tickets are available at the UB ticket office or by calling 1-877-UB there. When we come back, we have junior defensive end Damone Harris joining us as a guest as he just walks in right now. And we'll talk with Damone when we get back. You're listening to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf. Optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $320 per month. Only $320 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Country music fans, get the VIP experience this fall during the Seneca Niagara Tailgate Concert Series at UB Football for only $36.
Ow, 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 ow.
This year's acts include Jared Neiman, David Nail, Chris Lane, Eddie Money, and more. Your VIP experience gets you front of the stage access and game ticket. To order, log on to ubbulls.com. It's country music, football, and tailgating. What else do you need?
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, and we have a special guest in the house, junior defensive end Damone Harris, joining us this afternoon. How are you doing today, Damone?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Damone, took a kind of a different journey to UB. You know, you were a walk-on originally, but since earned a scholarship. Kind of talk about your background, because I understand you were more of a basketball player in high school.
Right.
And it's funny, we have Willie Connor and Blake Hamilton here.
Right.
You think you could take these guys?
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. Those guys are Division I basketball players. I mean, I just played at the high school level. So, I transferred in at Bishop Tiemann my sophomore year where I first started playing varsity basketball. And then from that point on, my junior year, I came out and played football. My coach, Coach Comerford, really invited me out, and he said, "Okay, I think I can just make you into a Division I football player." And I was like, "I don't know about that." So I just went out, but I just gave the effort, and good things came from it.
Yeah. So talk about you obviously were a walk on. Kind of talk about your experience, how you got onto the team. You wanted to, did you have opportunities to go elsewhere, or did you, want to go to UB?
I had a couple opportunities to go to some other schools, but I love Buffalo, and I love that I had the opportunity to stay home. Coach Meyer, actually, on our staff, him and my head coach in high school, Coach Comerford, are actually brother-in-laws. So Coach Comerford shot Coach Meyer my film and then showed it to the rest of the coaches, and I guess they kind of like me, so they offered me a preferred walk-on spot. And I was just happy for the opportunity, and I came here, and I was able to earn a scholarship.
Yeah, and obviously, you have the size. You're coming in this year, 6'4", 272.
Right.
So I'm sure the coaching staff liked the size. I mean, what did you really have to work on, to get to the next level for your game?
Well, I mean, I was very raw coming in. I didn't play much football, and even my junior season, I didn't play until my last two games, an actual game. And then my senior season, I ended up missing half of the season with an ankle injury, so I probably played about 6-7 total games in my high school career. So, I mean, I had to really come in and just take a back seat and learn from some guys and then really just become a student of the game.
Yeah, who did you learn from when you first joined the team?
Well, I mean, I definitely learned from guys like Kobe Way. You got, obviously, Khalil Mack, and just guys like that, guys on our defense that really were a role model to me. Whole D-line, Christian Ciccoli. Just guys like that.
Yeah. Talk about, what's it mean? I mean, I always, I know Khalil Mack, obviously, working with him, but what was it like to play with him? Because, to me, it's you look at what he's doing now at the next level.
Right.
He's an NFL superstar,
And he
went to UB, and he played for him. What's he like in the locker room? What did you learn from Khalil?
He was always a funny, joking guy. I mean, you wouldn't know. Like I said, he's a very down-to-earth guy, down-to-earth person. He's a very friendly guy, and he was just a good cat. I mean, he was a very fierce competitor on the field, but off the field, I mean, you couldn't tell the guy was, he's just one of the guys,
Yeah. We're here with Damone Harris, junior defensive end. Talk about, we have a tough game against Army this Saturday.
Right.
Is it obviously practicing and preparing for a triple option? Offense has got to be difficult. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Well, you see, that's the thing is, you don't see that every week. And, we line up against some stuff every week that we're going to see every week. I mean, multiple teams do, similar things. But you got a team like Army that runs a triple option. You don't see that every week. So you got to prepare days in advance, which we have. Our coach staff have put in extra days for us to just really work on our game plan, and we just got to execute at this point.
Yeah. So, we talk about you being from Bishop Tiemann here locally in Buffalo.
Right.
What does it mean to you to be able to play college football in your hometown?
Oh, it means a lot. I get a lot of friends and family come out to every game and just watch me play, and that really means a lot to me. I'm just grateful to have that opportunity because not a lot of guys have that opportunity. So it's a blessing, honestly, and I'm just glad to be in the position I am.
Yeah, what are your goals here for the rest of this season and moving forward?
I want to win games with my teammates. You know, that's the goal since we set out with all for one, and we're just doing it for solo. So that's honestly our goal, just keep winning games. Me personally, it really doesn't matter as long as we win games.
Yeah, and now, you know, you came onto the team as a walk-on. You know, you've developed into, you know, one of the leaders, one of the, you know, one of the featured players on that defense, on that defense.
Right.
You know, do you see yourself as a leader? If so, like, what kind of leader do you lead by example, a vocal leader?
Right. Well, I've always been, I would say, a leader by example. I try to not talk as much, but, I mean, I talk when it's needed. But I'm trying to step in more of that vocal role on this team, and you know, I think guys are responding well to that. But just trying to show guys how to do the right thing, be more of a leader by example, because I truly believe you seeing a guy do something is more to make you do it more than me just saying it. You know?
Yeah, no question about it. You know, Bulls are back home this Saturday against Army, 7 p.m. You know. We talked about, you know, how important it is to play at home at Buffalo, but how exciting when you get to come out and you know, come out of that home tunnel and see all your family and friends there. You know, how much does that mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, it's a blessing. Like I said, it's a blessing. You know, I know my mom and her new husband is going to be there, and just really glad to see her in the stands. You know, just means a lot. I see my brothers. I mean, I don't really get to see them a lot during the season because I'm in practice and things like that, but. But good to see him in the stands at the game. It makes me really happy. Makes me want to play well. So,
now when recruits come to town, or are you in charge of taking recruits out? Because obviously you know the town a little bit more than most of the players.
I mean, Coach swings some recruits my way. You know, I show them the ropes of Buffalo, different things. You know, show them the hot spots and things there to do. You know, take them downtown and show them some different things. But. Yeah, I'm pretty much the guy when recruits come in.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've been out in Buffalo for 15 years. You've obviously grown up here.
Right.
You know, it's amazing to me just to see the renaissance the city has had, you know,
right.
and just you know, all the excitement that's going on downtown in the building. Just kind of talk about just, you know, Buffalo, how it's changed since
right.
you were a kid.
You know, I mean, I remember, honestly, Canal Side is a prime example. I mean, Canal Side from when I was a kid to Canal Side just from a past couple of years ago, I mean, it's changed tremendously. And I think that's just a credit to the people of Buffalo. We're one Buffalo, you know. A lot of love in the city that people sometimes overlook. But, you know, there's a lot of love in the city, a lot of loving people in the city. And the city is really blossoming, and I think it's on the up and up.
All right. Well, hopefully people bring all that love out to UB Stadium Saturday night. Again, Bulls against Army,
right.
7 p.m. Saturday night. Thanks for joining us, Damone.
Yes,
appreciate
sir. Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk some UB basketball. Brian Wolf is going to jump on the microphone here, and he's got guests Willie Connor and Blake Hamilton are here as well. So you're listening to UB Bulls Football Insider with Lance Leipold on ESPN 1520.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $320 per month. Only $320 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach.
Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Buffalo's home for the number one brand in worldwide sports and the official voice of the UB Bulls. 50,000 watt ESPN 1520 WWKB Buffalo.
Hello, this is that Kegworks guy for the Kegworks store. Are you sick of that neighbor throwing the best party every year? We have everything you need to kick that guy's party right in the you-know-what. From an extensive line of Jell-O shot supplies to keg pumps, premium cocktail mixers, beer pong tables, and so much more. So get to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore, just south of Sheridan. Until next time, this is that Kegworks guy reminding you, go to the Kegworks store.
Buffalo sports fans, the Bulls are back at UB Stadium when they host the Army Black Knights on Saturday, September 24th at 7 p.m. Stampede Square opens at 4 p.m. featuring fun, family entertainment, and country music star David Nail on the Tailgate Concert Series stage. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. It's football, tailgating, and live music, so make sure to be counted and get your tickets today.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, a special edition of UB Football Insider. We are going to now turn our attention to talk a little basketball here. Can't believe we're just about a month and a half from the first game of the season. That's going to be November 4th at home against Damon. Of course, before that, Bulls Madness on October 14th at Alumni Arena. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. And season tickets are on sale for both the men's and women's basketball teams, both teams coming off MAC championship seasons. And we're here with Willie Connor, a member of that MAC championship team last year. Willie, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing well. Let's I think everyone remembers last season and going to a second straight NCAA tournament. But what I think people don't understand is kind of the full year that basketball is. And I think people think maybe, hey, after that game against Miami and Providence, you guys got a nice long break. But you guys got right back to work. Talk us through a little bit about through your off season and kind of really where you guys are at right now.
Well, obviously, after the loss, we came back and, kind of like regrouped with the coaches and everything. And they kind of like told us what, they wanted us to work on for us to be better for the returning guys that's coming back next year. So my pretty much off season was, I stayed in Buffalo a little bit longer than, some of the other guys, so I just got a chance to get in the gym and just shoot a lot. And then I went home probably like the last, 2 weeks of the summer. And then just worked out with one of my high school coaches back home, and then we came back here, and then we started practicing because we had went to the Bahamas.
So when you went home, for kind of that first trip back home after winning a MAC championship and going to an NCAA tournament, what was the reception you got from some of your family, some of maybe your high school friends, your teammates, people that you saw when you got back home? What was it like to kind of go back home after the season you had?
It was good. Because for one, I was the first person out of my neighborhood to actually go to college, let alone, win on a national stage. And, everybody that was back home got a chance to watch me. So when I got home, I got a lot of calls and stuff from a lot of friends, and I saw a lot of family members and stuff, and all they did was congratulate me and told me they was proud of me no matter what happened.
Let's kind of look back on your first season as a Bull. You were named to the all-defensive team. It was the first year the MAC had one. Talk about your defense and how much you pride yourself in the defense that you play.
I pride myself in a lot on defense because it's like if somebody figuring they can score on me, then I'm like, man, I don't want that to always be the case. We playing somebody that was like, okay, well, he's an easy target on defense. So, I just try to pick up the defense for myself and, for the lack of my other teammates too.
You're one of the seniors on this year's team, and we'll talk about the Bahamas a little bit, maybe with just you, or maybe when we have the joint segment with Blake Hamilton. But you guys got some extra practices in the summer that you wouldn't normally get in if you weren't taking the foreign trip. What have you seen from this year's team and some of the newcomers, maybe some of the names that people won't know yet, but names that they should look out for?
We got Dante Carruthers. It's crazy because we got two Dantes. We always get them confused. We got Dante and Devontae. So, both of those guys, I think we should people should keep an eye on. And then Nikola, Nikola's going to be pretty big for us, We just had open gym today, and he shot the ball real well, And then we also have James.
Right. Yep.
James Jones, former Chicago too, Chicago kid too. So, those are some of the names you guys can look out for.
Now, is James being from Chicago, I think he played at Bogan. Did you guys ever meet playing prep ball or no?
No. They was more so on the south side.
Okay.
We were more so on the west side, so we didn't get a chance to, play them. Plus, I was gone by the time he was there.
You know, and you talk about Dante Carruthers a little bit, and Dante kind of took a little bit of a similar path to Buffalo that you took. He played his freshman year at Midland, and of course that's the same league that you and David Kadiri both played in. So is that a guy that maybe is kind of looks up to players like you and Blake and David because he's kind of taking the same route as you have to get to this Division One level?
Yeah. Dante, he's cool, and reason why I like Dante for say all our other new freshmen that's coming in, because a lot of them, you know, seem like they want to learn. You know, it's easier that way than, you know, opposed to we had people last year that already figured they had it figured out. You know, that's what made it kind of like tough on us last year while we were streaking, while we, you know, lost as many games as we did, because a lot of people thought they had it figured out already. Opposed to with these guys, they coming in with a fresh mind, you know, like, okay, I want to do whatever it takes to win.
So you like the dynamic of the team from what you've seen so far, both in practice and then the games that you got to play in Canada and the Bahamas?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, talk to us a little bit about that trip and, you know, getting to play some games and getting that opportunity to go down to the Bahamas with your teammates and spend some time on the beach and in the gym. You know, what was that opportunity like for you?
It was special. You know, for one, it was special because it was all our first time actually, like, getting together and actually, like, playing together. But Coach O stressed the fact that, you know, we're going to go out here, we're going to win, obviously, because that's what expected. But he wants us to actually, like, go out here, you know, have fun and bond with one another. And I think that's kind of like what we did. So I think that's more of moving us in a step of the right direction opposed to how we was last year, getting us prepared for the season.
You have a new guards coach this year in Coach Lindsey Hunter, obviously a guy who had a 17-year career in the NBA and you know, did some coaching in the NBA as well. What's it like to be able to learn? I mean, you had Daniel Marshall last year, a guy who had a successful NBA career and has, you know, the NBA record for three-pointers, and now you got a guy like Lindsey Hunter. What's it like to learn from those sorts of coaches?
Whenever you have an NBA, you know, former player on your team, is always special because they can give you knowledge on the game into a place that you're trying to get to. So, you know, having, you know, Coach Hunter around, you know, having him around me and Blake has been, you know, some that, you know, me and Blake don't want to take for granted, you know, because we're only with him for this short amount of time. So we want to soak up everything that he got to offer to us. And, you know, that's kind of what, you know, me and Blake been doing is since he got here, since he got the job.
I think official practices get underway next week, I believe the 29th. How excited are you to get back in that gym? And you know, no team has ever won three straight MAC titles. It's you know, so how much are you guys looking forward to getting back in that gym, getting games going and trying to make some history?
I'm looking forward to it because, like I said, we was down in the Bahamas, you know. You had the local teams down at Eastern. I think Eastern was just down at the time.
Yep.
We was there. So we had Eastern down there, and, of course, they got, like, their whole team coming back almost. So, you know, they think that they're going to win and stuff like that. So I just can't wait to get back in the gym so we can actually show, like, the younger guys, like, man, it's going to take way more than what we did in the Bahamas or what we did last year due to the fact that nobody's ever won three in a row, like y'all said. So we got an easy target. We got a target on our back that, you know, we want to maintain our success that we did last year, but we want to go beyond that and beyond to us just making it to the tournament. We want to at least win one, two games in the tournament, see how far we can go.
All right, well, we're going to bring you back in a little bit. When we get back from break, we're going to bring up another senior, junior college transfer in Blake Hamilton. But first, we'll take a quick break here from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. You're listening to UB Football Insider.
Bulls are back at UB Stadium when they host the Army Black Knights on Saturday, September 24th at 7 p.m. Stampede Square opens at 4 p.m. featuring fun, family entertainment, and country music star David Nail on the Tailgate Concert Series stage. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. It's football, tailgating, and live music, so make sure to be counted and get your tickets today.
Hello, this is that Kegworks guy for the Kegworks store. Are you sick of that neighbor throwing the best party every year? We have everything you need to kick that guy's party right in the you-know-what. From an extensive line of Jell-O shot supplies to keg pumps, premium cocktail mixers, beer pong tables, and so much more. So get to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore, just south of Sheridan. Until next time, this is that Kegworks guy reminding you, go to the Kegworks store.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $320 per month. Only $320 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Miller Sport, it's a special edition of UB Football Insider as we've turned our attention to basketball, and I'm now joined by senior wing Blake Hamilton. Blake, it's been a little while since we've talked to you, so I'm going to ask you the question that I think we asked you a couple months ago, but I'm hoping the number has gone up. How many times have you watched a shot now?
I watched it a little bit more. I kind of, you know, let it go a little bit. You know, I want to move forward and don't want to settle on, you know, just that victory. So, you know, I'm kind of moving forward. So that's what I'm doing.
But, you know, looking back on that season, how special was it to come on campus and in your first year be able to win a MAC championship, go to the NCAA tournament, play really competitively with the Miami, Florida team, and really kind of, you know, have the Buffalo community embrace this men's basketball team?
It was really special. I mean, you know, that's why, you know, people like me and, you know, Willie and David and, you know, everybody that came last year, that's why we chose, you know, the University of Buffalo, because we saw the way that you know, Buffalo competed against Kentucky and Wisconsin, and I just know that, you know, that's where I want to be at. Like, I want to play high-level basketball, and I knew that this was a school where I'd get that opportunity to.
Talk us through the off season so far, the summer. What are some of the things you worked on, and what have you done, you know, throughout this off season to get ready for this upcoming year?
You know, this summer, I mean, like Willie said, weren't that many breaks. You know, we got right after it after the season. You know, I went home for a little bit in the summer. You know, worked out with my cousins. You know, I have a couple cousins, one at UCLA, one that just got drafted by the Thunder, that played with the Thunder and everything. So, you know, I was out there working out with, you know, some NBA players and other college players. And, you know, I think that really helped me and is going to help me get ready for, you know, this year and have a big year.
Well, you're saying you went out to Pasadena, California, but where was the better weather this summer? I mean, you had some California weather, you know, throughout the summer here.
Yeah, no, the weather out here has been real. It's been really good. You know, it really hasn't been that much of a change, so that's a good thing. Hopefully it can stay like this for a couple more weeks. Hopefully the winter isn't as bad either, so.
Well, you had the opportunity to go up to Canada and go to the Bahamas this summer and play in four games, four victories for the team. What was that experience like for you to, you know, not only, you know, first go up to Canada and play some good competition and then be able to go down to the Bahamas with your teammates and really, you know, enjoy the experience with your team and then get a couple more W's?
You know, it was real good. I feel like it was a real good experience for all of us. I know people, like for me, it was my first time getting out of the country. So, you know, that's just an experience of its own. And, you know, it was a real good team bonding experience. It made us closer as a team. And I feel that's one thing that's going to really help us, you know, this year is how close we are as a team. So that's a good thing. That's a positive coming into the season.
Well, you got the extra practices in, too, 10 extra practices over the summer. Talk to us. I asked this to Willie, too, but some of the new faces, some of the guys that maybe have really asked you a lot of questions, look up to you, or some of the guys that you think might make a big impact this season.
Willie said, Devontae, a freshman from Florida, he's going to be really good this year. He's going to have a real big year. We got Dante. He's going to have a good year. Quate, that's one guy that's going to have another good year. James. We got Coach Oz and them. They did a great job recruiting. And I feel like we're going to have a team that's just as deep as we were last year. And I think that's why, you know, why we were able to compete for so long, because we were a deep team. And that's the same identity we're going to have, like, kind of this year. So
when you look at your game individually, and, you know, I saw this, you know, over the summer too, you really have the ability to kind of play almost any position out there. I don't know that we'll throw you in the five anytime soon, but, you know, between the 1, 2, 3, even a little bit of 4, if you're going small, you know, do you pride yourself in your versatility?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I've prided myself all my life. I was used to be short going into high school. I went into high school in freshman year, I was 5'8". So, you know, I used to play guard all my life. And then, you know, I shot up my junior year to 6'5". And so I think that really helped me. You know, my guard skills helped me. So once I grew it, you know, it helped me a lot and brought that versatility to my game.
About the addition of Lindsey Hunter and what that's done for you and for your game.
It's been great. I mean, you know, our past 2 years, last year we had Coach Marshall, and now we got Coach Hunter. It's, when you have guys, you know, that played in the NBA, you just want to get, you know, everything, soak everything in that they tell you. And, you know, it's been great. He's a great guy, you know, really cool, really funny guy. But, you know, he wants the best for us, everybody. And so, I mean, that's one thing that I like about him. I mean, he's a workout. He stays in the gym. He's a gym rat. And, you know, that's just something that that really helps us and, you know, can help me for my career after, you know, after school. So
you talk about your career after school. What are those goals? What do you, I know obviously you're looking forward to this season and you know, winning another championship. But what are those goals you talk about?
Well, you know, I mean, everybody who plays basketball wants to go to the NBA. And, you know, depending on how my year is, it might be a reality. But, you know, I just want to go somewhere and play. Have the opportunity to continue my career and, you know, get my degree from UB and everything, and then be able to, you know, be a successful person in society. So that's my goal.
Talk to us a little bit about, you know, we talk about your path here, starting off, you know, at Northern Arizona and then going to Mount San Antonio and then coming here. Kind of that 4-year college, the junior college, and then here. Same route that both Willie and David Kadiri took. Do you guys have a special bond because you all kind of came in, you know, the same way, and your paths to get here were the same?
Yeah, we do. We have a real good bond. You know, we all know the struggle. We know, you know, the route we took isn't the easiest route. Some people haven't made it, you know, this route and been able to go back to a Division I. And, you know, for us to come this way, it's really a blessing. And, you know, I'm just proud of all of us, and just, you know, we're just going to continue our success this year.
Well, Blake, we're going to keep you here for another segment. We're going to bring Willie back. But first, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to UB Football Insider from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill.
Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music. Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. 4 generations strong. The only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $320 per month. Only $320 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach.
Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Hello, this is that Kegworks guy for the Kegworks store. Are you sick of that neighbor throwing the best party every year? We have everything you need to kick that guy's party right in the you-know-whats. From an extensive line of Jell-O shot supplies to keg pumps, premium cocktail mixers, beer pong tables, and so much more. So get to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore, just south of Sheridan. Until next time, this is that Kegworks guy reminding you, go to the Kegworks store.
Buffalo sports fans, the Bulls are back at UB Stadium when they host the Army Black Knights on Saturday, September 24th at 7 p.m. Stampede Square opens at 4 p.m. featuring fun, family entertainment, and country music star David Nail on the Tailgate Concert Series stage.
For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com. It's football, tailgating, and live music, so make sure to be counted and get your tickets today.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, I'm Brian Wolf. This is a special hour edition of UB Football Insider. I'm here with two basketball guys, Blake Hamilton and Willie Connor, but it is UB Football Insider, so I'm going to throw some football questions at these guys and let's see what we can get. I know I just talked to Blake. I know Blake's a Raiders fan.
Yep.
Willie, Bears?
Yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. It was a rough game the other day.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So Blake, Raiders fan, obviously, we got to talk Khalil Mack. You'd be great there. So how cool is it that your team has a guy that's went to the school that you're at and, you know, was drafted so highly?
I mean, it's crazy. I remember that draft that year when he was drafted. You know, I was still in junior college, and I was like, I mean, who is this guy they just got from Buffalo? And now, you know, for me to be at Buffalo and, you know, the importance of him for our team, I mean, he's our best player, arguably on our team. So, I mean, it's crazy to just see, you know, another Buffalo guy doing so well at the highest level of the game. So that's cool.
I mean, Willie, I know you're wearing the Cubs hat right now, but, you know, how much do you watch, the NFL and college football and football in general?
Yeah, I try to watch football when the Bears playing, but other than that, I don't watch too much of it.
You know, you guys are here all summer, football team's here all summer. Talk to us about the relationship between student-athletes, amongst all the sports. We have UB Football Insider, but, you know, whether it's men's basketball or women's basketball, I know some of the volleyball players were up in the summer. Football's obviously up in the summer. Do you guys have a special bond as student-athletes because you guys are kind of all here training for the same goal?
Yeah, I think, the relationship between all the student-athletes here is just, great. The community is just great. The athletic community is great. We get a lot of love from everybody. You know, we all try to go support everybody at every game, everybody's home games. And, I mean, it's a good thing to be part of. And, I'm happy to be part of it.
If it's not basketball, what is your favorite sport to go watch? And I'm putting you on the spot here.
I would say it would be football. I like soccer, though, too. So soccer.
Were you at soccer last night, or were you at class?
I had class, yeah.
That's right. That's a good answer. I know you guys will be at the football game on Saturday, a 7 o'clock kickoff against Army. I think you guys are doing an autograph session, and then I think you guys are being honored as well. So, you know, how fun it'll be to kind of get out there, and see, all the fans at the game.
It'll be fun. Because, like I said, basketball, Madden around the corner. Kind of, letting us know, it's right around the corner.
I know, John, when John was talking to Coach Leipold, he was talking about the importance of playing against the Servers Academy. And you guys got to go to Army last year for a scrimmage. And I think you guys did some other stuff when you were there. What were some of the things that you guys were able to do when you went to West Point, and how important was that to be on that campus and kind of see what they go through on a given day?
That was a really great experience. You see how disciplined they are, very disciplined. I think the coolest thing we did is when we played the digital video game. That was on a computer. It was cool, and it kind of simulated how it is in the battlefield. That was really cool. But I mean, the Army Academy, yeah, it was a great experience.
Yeah, to piggyback off what Blake said, we had he mentioned him being so disciplined. The lady, she set up a kind of like a obstacle course, but it was kind of like a landmine obstacle course. And one of the players blindfolded, and he got to listen to his teammates telling him where to step. You know, when the other team was trying to tell him step this way, step this way. So it was kind of like showing us how good of a team they are over there at West Point.
And how'd that go for you guys when you did it?
It took us a couple tries, but we did it. We got it done.
Well, season tickets are on sale for both men's basketball and women's basketball. The season will start on November 4th with a doubleheader. The women will play Bloomsburg at 6 o'clock. The men will play Damon at 8:30. Before that, we have Bulls Madness on October 14th. That's at 7 o'clock at Alumni Arena. Bulls Madness is always a fun event.
Yeah.
What are you guys? Are you guys looking forward to 3-point contest, dunk contest, what, or both? What do you guys want to do at Bulls Madness?
I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to leave that for the young guys. Yeah. I think the dunk contest is going to be really exciting this year, though. We got some athletes. Between James, David, and Quarte, and even Devontae. I mean, we got some athletes. And, you know, Willie, he could jump out the gym, too.
No. Like Blake said, I'm gonna let the young guys do it. I don't think I'm going to do anything this year.
No, even a three-point contest?
No, I'm just going to go out there, you know, have fun. You know, fans going to be there and stuff. So we're just going to go out there and have fun, leave it to the young guys.
You know, I we hit on it separately. But, you know, you guys obviously have a great bond together. And how important is it that, you know, that you guys have not only great chemistry on the court, but also off the court as well?
It's huge. I mean, I think that's one reason why towards the end of the year, those last three games when we had to win, when it was win or go home, I think, you know, the core of our players last year, we had a mindset like, you know, it's win or go home. And, you know, our bond off the court created that, like, you know, we're not losing. No matter what, we're going to win these games. And I think it's great to have that from, you know, your core guys and even the supporting cast the supporter guys. It's great to have that. And that's what we really created out there in the Bahamas and in Canada. And I think, like I said, it's going to set us up for a lot of success this year.
Well, I'm glad you brought the Bahamas one more time because I have to ask you this question before we're done. We got to take you to the Bahamas, but we're also taking Anchorage, Alaska. Are you guys looking forward to going out there? I mean, the Great Alaska Shootout is one of those tournaments. I think it's the longest running consecutive tournament in the history of the NCAA. So it's a tournament that has a lot of history. Are you guys excited to go out to Anchorage?
Yeah, I mean, what we're just hoping is it don't snow like crazy out there when we're out there because we somehow skipped it last year when we was here in Buffalo. So, but besides that, we heard that's a really good tournament. You know, that's something that we're looking forward to.
There's a couple other big games on the schedule. Blake, you get to, you know, go play Xavier, which is always going to probably be a top 25 team, maybe a top 10 team.
Top 8 right now.
Top 8. You get to go to Creighton, going to Pitt. Going down to the first now the KeyBank Center, they just renamed it to play Canisius. So a nice non-conference schedule. I mean, are you excited for any particular road trip outside of Alaska?
You know, I'm excited to play the big schools. You know, I feel like that's an opportunity for us to. I feel like we're going to be really good this year, and I feel like those are going to be good tests to show, you know, the world how good we are. We're going to be this year. And so I can't wait for those games. I can't wait for the season to start. And, you know, I'm ready for the season to start. I'm just happy.
So, Willie, kind of piggyback on that, just you're ready to go regardless of where the road trip is?
Yeah. You know, of course we're looking forward to playing those schools, like you said, the Xaviers, the Creightons, the Pitts and stuff like that. Because when we play those schools, we always feel like, you know, we got a chip on our shoulder because, you know, for one, you know, we're not supposed to be there, let everybody else tell it. Or when we do go there, the margin is going to be 20 points, 25 points that we're going to lose by. So, you know, always playing those teams are, you know, something that I'm always looking forward to.
Well, the season gets underway, as we mentioned, November 4th, the first home game against Damon. Before that, Bulls Manis is on October 14th at 7 o'clock. Season tickets are on sale for both the back-to-back MAC champion men's basketball team, the 2016 MAC champion women's basketball team, and of course this Saturday the UB football team will be hosting Army at 7 o'clock at UB Stadium. I want to thank my guests Blake Hamilton and Willie Connor. For everyone here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, you are listening to UB Football Insider. Have a good night.
UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, and brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, ComDoc. Go to UBBulls.com for schedules, highlights, and everything Buffalo Bulls. Go Blue, Go White, and Go Bulls.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.